Labor, Motherhood, and Art in 2020 is the inaugural exhibition of the new University Art Museum at New Mexico State University. The show will open on February 28th and will remain on view through May 28th. This exhibition, co-curated by Museum Director Marissa Sage and artist Laurel Nakadate, aims to expand and enrich compelling conversations regarding motherhood in today's socio-political climate. Here to tell us about this exhibition and her new gallery is Museum Director Marissa Sage. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.
So it is a brand new gallery.
It is a brand new museum with three new spaces. One of the spaces, while everything's new because it's a brand new building, two of the spaces are permanent collection spaces, which we have never had before, a space for our modern and contemporary collection and our space for the retablo collection, which we have the largest collection of Mexican retablos in the United States.
We say that all the time because the El Paso Museum of Art has one, but we know that the biggest one is with you guys. Although I hear y'all like to work together, so it
and
works
and
out
our
for us.
Collection just got bigger. We just got a beautiful donation from Gloria Giffords, who has been collecting retablos for nearly 50 years with her late husband Spencer, and she has written some of the most preeminent books on the Mexican retablo. And
wow.
She decided to donate her collection to us, so it just got even more tremendous.
And this is like, you built your new gallery, you built your new permanent space. Can you hold all the stuff?
If you build it, they will come. And yes, we can hold all the stuff. And not only can we hold it, but it's now climate controlled and it's a state-of-the-art museum vault with fire suppression system like you've never seen. It's Argonite. It's very fancy. It's gas. Like, if there is a fire, it will instantly put the fire out and leave no residue on any of the artwork. It's very fancy.
OMG. No yes. wonder she gave you her beautiful collection. It's in good hands.
It is in good hands. We can steward anyone's gorgeous collection now, and I'm really proud of it. That storage vault is like my baby. So, but yes, we have these two new permanent spaces.
Yes.
And then we have a brand new space that's the study room, the Zane Bennett study room. And that is a place where we can bring out our collection and our campus, our students, our faculty, our scholars can study from it, as well as off campus community members and scholars from all over the world can come and study from our collection.
That is so amazing. So what is it like to build your own museum? Because literally you came here and it's like, okay, here's what we're doing.
Well, we started it before I left, and then I came back to it when we passed the go bond.
Well, let's talk about this situation because you just brought it up. That is true.
Oops.
Marissa Sage, tell us your story.
Well, first of all, I'm born and bred in New York, born and raised and bred, I guess all of it in New York. It's never been easy to leave that city. But I came here originally because my sister and her wife moved up to Albuquerque and had twin boys, and I wanted to be an aunt. I had a gallery in New York called Like the Spice from 2006 to 2012. And when I closed it, I wanted to go back to academia because I had always loved academia.
Yeah.
And so I was able to find positions in academia where you could direct and you can curate and you could, it's a great place to be experimental and to create a laboratory space and work with communities, because that's my favorite part of what
I
do.
The people part, right?
Is the people part and really finding a community that you believe in and believes in you and is open to the kind of art that you want to show, and is really the artists become integrated within that community and vice versa. And that's something that's really important to my practice, especially my curatorial practice. And so I found Las Cruces kind of accidentally. I applied to it because my sisters were in New Mexico. I'd really only been here like twice.
Yeah.
And I came here and I fell in love. I fell in love first with the collection. Very few people know the type of collection we have.
It's pretty major.
It's major. Saul LeWitt, who, you know, I went to Syracuse University and so did Saul LeWitt, and he's the father of conceptual art, many people say. So he was kind of banged into my head, and mm-hmm. I absolutely fell in love with his work at a pretty young age. And when I came to NMSU, I had a Matoko, who is our jewelry professor. She drove me by a big, giant, solid cement sculptural LeWitt, which most people didn't even know it was on our campus. It's one of the only two solid cement LeWitts ever created.
And you're like, I'm supposed to be here.
I'm like, holy moly, do I need to get this job? And I did.
You did.
And so anyway, long story long, I went back to New York for 1 year. I was here for 2 years.
Yeah.
New York had been
calling
me.
I was so sad when you left.
I was sad when I left too, truthfully. I very quickly realized I had made the wrong directional decision.
And so you're back.
And I'm back. We passed the GO bond, $22.5 million GO bond in 2016. It had us building a brand new museum and department of art, and it is now Devastali Hall after our absolutely phenomenal supporters, Amu and Rama Devastali. So,
okay, so now that you're back for the second time,
yes,
you know what's up, right? I mean, there's no, like, I need to go somewhere else. I need to do something else.
No, I love it here. I love the Borderplex region. It's nothing like I've ever experienced before.
Yeah.
And I think it's the most important, especially in the United States, the most important region in our United States. But I think it's actually one of the most important regions globally because of the conversation that happens on this border. And what's going on right now in our world. And being part of this community is pretty integral to the way that I've been thinking lately and curating for sure. And then the people here are just so beautiful and it's gorgeous here. And this is where I want to be. And
good, because yeah. We feel, I mean, I'm speaking for the collective, we feel like this is where you need to be too. It's good for us and for our arts and for all the cool things that you're doing and bringing to us. Namely the show. So let's talk about this show.
Yes, please.
Tell us.
So Labor, Motherhood, and Art in 2020. It opens on February 28th. And it's an exhibition that I've curated with Laurel Nakadati, who is a New York-based artist. When I found out we passed the GO bond and I decided to come back, I thought to myself, where does a new building begin? Like, how do you begin even executing a new building? And then how do you curate an exhibition for a brand new building? And Wendy Redstar, who was an artist that was in town, who did a solo exhibition with us, which was absolutely spectacular. Her and I started speaking about her collaborations with her daughter and other artists who collaborated with their kids.
Oh, I saw this show. It was beautiful.
Wasn't that show gorgeous?
It was amazing.
So Wendy has a very spectacular practice on her own, but she collaborates with her daughter, Beatrice Fletcher Redstar, who, by the way, has her own amazing podcast called Bee's Big Laughs. You must go listen to it.
Will do.
She did an amazing interview with Weird Al Yankovic. that is hilarious. But Wendy has been working with her daughter for many years, collaborating with her on all multimedia pieces. B does walkthroughs of Wendy's exhibition. It just kind of started to come to me at that time. I started speaking to her about this idea I had, which is, where does everything begin? Everything begins with the mother. Everybody has a mother. Everyone comes from a mother. That is where life begins. And we're beginning the life of a new institution. And so it just became very obvious to me that motherhood needed to become the concept of the first exhibition. And I started curating from there. And I went to New York to see a whole bunch of studios. And I went walking into my favorite gallery, Leslie Tonkanow, which is in Chelsea. And there was a show called Mother.
You're like, what? All these signs. Do you see the signs in your life?
I know, right? And it was organized by Leslie and Laurel Nakadati, who is my co-curator for this exhibition. And I was like, oh my God, this is a portion of exactly what I'm trying to make happen here. Their exhibition was solely focused on video and photography.
Okay.
And really kind of thinking about the view of motherhood through those mediums. And I was interested in opening it up and showing those views through collaborative practices and performance and sculpture. And so I asked Leslie if I can contact Laurel, and I asked Laurel if she would co-curate this with me, and we would work from all these different angles: collaboration, loss, love, sacrifice. All of these things are what we're exploring. And we also were thinking very much about this place and what's going on here and what's going on with separating children from their mothers,
right?
Lactation rights, FMLA on campuses. Why is it that some of the artists that we show in this very exhibition started this conversation in the 1970s, mm-hmm. and we still are not supporting women in our campuses, in our regions, in our institutions? How are we going to change that? How are we going to create safe spaces where we can have the type of conversations where we can talk about change and elevation. So that's where it started.
Well, you're doing this all in your brand new gallery.
Oh my gosh. And we produced a book as part of this exhibition.
Really?
A 388-page book.
So you just went for it.
We wrote grants. We did private fundraising.
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think when a lot of folks think about putting together an art show, it's one thing to have that discussion and find the creative folks, which is not that easy in and of itself. But the harder part and the heavier lift comes on the financial side.
Oh, yes.
You have to pay for every idea that you come up with.
Right. Well, you know, we have these phenomenal artists, some of the most important feminist artists of our times. Mm-hmm. Mary Kelly, Laurie Simmons, Micheline Thomas.
I love
Jessica.
Micheline.
I know, right?
She's my favorite.
Jessica Jackson Hutchins. And then, mm-hmm. you know, regional local artists and younger artists, Las Hermanas Iglesias, which is an intergenerational collaboration between sisters and mothers and children, Marilyn Minter. But all of these works had to get to us, right? Shipping alone is the most if I even said it to you, you would fall off your chair
I know, I know.
So and so what had to happen is we just had to do an enormous amount of fundraising to be able to even ship the work here, let alone we are doing so much programming. We have this great set of series of programs called Mama Create Ups, which invite specialists on campus to give an hour talk to moms in our region. It's totally free of charge. They can bring their kids. We're talking about FMLA, lactation rights. We have a doula and a midwife talking about birthing in New Mexico. We have a woman coming in who's speaking about fostering in New Mexico and adopting in New Mexico. And the moms are given an hour workshop, lecture, panel. Then they can take an hour to themselves. However, whatever they want to do, they can write, they can create a budget, they can go out and have a coffee across the street. All the while their kids are taking part in our Outsmart Children's Workshops, which has them making art projects that are based upon the exhibition that's in the main gallery. And they're with our specialists for 2 hours making artwork.
That's so amazing.
So that's just one of the programs. It's just like crazy the amount of programming we have with this.
Today, my guest has been Marissa Sage. She is the director of the University Art Museum there at New Mexico State University. And she is giving birth to a new space with this show called Labor, Motherhood, and Art in 2020. If people want to find out more about all the programming and everything, what's the best way to do that?
I think to go to our website, uam.nmsu.edu, because we're actually constantly updating it as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts today. My guest has been Marissa Sage. She is the director of the University Art Museum, and she is the co-curator of this upcoming show called Labor, Motherhood, and Art in 2020. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's so fun.